Okay, we're on Kuf Tes Vav Amud Beis, bottom. Tana Rabbanan. Vayhi ben Soha Ha'aron, Vayomer Moshe. Parsha Zu Asa Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Simoni Yos Milmalo Lamata Lomar She'en Zeh Mekomo. The two psukim. Vayhi ben Soha Ha'aron. Uvenucho Yomar. So the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Simonio, some kind of simon, before them and after them, to show that they're really out of place. We'll see in a second why they're out of place, but these two psukim don't belong where they are, and they were put here not in the place that they should have been by the Rabbanu Shalom. Nobody changed them afterwards. This is, the Rabbanu Shalom did this. He wanted to let us know that really these psukim should be in a different place, but they were put here for a special reason. And what these simonios are, the Marshal says that they're merely parshios, that there's a parsha, a space, empty space, like in all the rest of the Torah, before these two psukim, and these two psukim are set off by an empty space before, an empty space after. But nothing more than that, because you can't add anything else to the Torah. So it was set off by empty spaces. The Zohar says that there are upside-down nuns that separate these two parshios, and the Balaturim brings that down, the Rabbeinu Bachya. And there are all different ways of understanding what that means, upside down nuns. Either it's up, right side up nuns backwards, or upside down nuns backwards, with the, what's it called, or a nun where the, and the tagim, according to some, are still on the top, even though it's an upside down nun, where the bottom part is on the top, and the top part on the bottom, and the tagim are usually on the top part, and here they're on the bottom part, facing up. And some say that's a regular nun, upside down, backwards, with the tagim on the bottom. There's all different suros of how. There's a Maram Shifu says that it means that it's in brackets, parentheses, not a nun. It's parentheses on both sides, okay? To let you know that it doesn't belong here. In any case, the Mincha Shai says another shot, that the nun of a Yehi bin Soa and the nun of Vayihi Ha'am Kimis Oninim, which comes out, are upside down. In the word itself, not new, separate nuns. But the nun in those words was meant to be written upside down to set these two psukim off. So whatever it means, there are simonios. We're nohig to write upside down, like nuns, like brackets. Backwards nuns that look like brackets on one side and the other side. Okay. Lomar she'ein zeh mekomo. What's the reason? To tell me this is not the place. Rashi, asei la simonios malamata, lahavdila min hasmuchos la, to separate it off from everything next to it. Lamalamata, betchila v'sof, vayhi ben soharon, before vayhi ben soharon, and after v'nucha yomar. She'ein zeh mekomo, she'ein ru'uya lakan. Really, it doesn't belong here. Delab b'halichos masos mishtoi la'el mino, because this pasuk was said when Moshe Rabbeinu, when they broke camp, and when they camped again. And some say that this was the Tfilas HaDerech that they would say when they would break camp. So, Elabit Degolim, Hoysar Uyali Kosei. This should have been backed by the Degolim, the Parshas Bamidbar Sinai. So, and in fact, the Rabbeinu Bachya points out that that's 50 Parshios before this. That's why it's a Nun. So let me know that it belongs 50 Parshios before. Parsha meaning a paragraph. 50 paragraphs before is the Degolim. So that's why, to let me know, it's not in its proper place. Rebbe Omer, lo min Hashem hu zeh. That's not the reason why these Samonios are there. Because this is a Sefer by itself. There are seven Svarim, as we'll see in the Torah, and this two sentences are a Sefer by themselves. And those two sentences have 85 osios, and that's what we learned before, that the minimum to retain Kedusha Sefer Torah is 85 osios. Rashi, lo min Hashem huzeh, lo zeh Hashem shotame asimonios dimekomohu, deparsha zu betchilas masa shenosu mihar sina erin, tirsil ve'el minei, vayhi b'chodesh Hasheni b'shon Hasheni z'besrim l'chodesh na leha'ona. Rebbe holds this is the right place, because the Torah is talking about the first journey they made after Har Sinai. So it tells us what Moshe used to say when they broke camp and when they rested again. But there's another reason why this is set off, because this is a sefer by itself. So Bamidbar is composed of three svarim, from Bamidbar till Vayhi ben Soa. Vayhi ben Soa and Vnucha Yomar is the second sefer, and from there till the end is the third sefer. In fact, the Tal Torah says that because that's the case, the halacha is that if you find a mistake in one sefer, or three mistakes in one sefer, then b'di'evet you're allowed to read from other sefarim. In other words, you can't read from that sefer because we assume that there are more mistakes. But from another sefer, if you find a mistake in Shmos, you could read from Vayikra, b'di'evet. So they want to say the same thing over here. According to the Man d'Omer, that these are three sefarim, if you found a mistake in Vayhi ben Soar, three mistakes, you could still read the beginning of Bamidbar and the end of Bamidbar, or any other way, any other combination of that. Kiman az v'hadar Rambashua bar Nachman Amr Rabbi Yonason Chotzva Mudeha Shiva Eilo Shiva Sifrei Torah. These are the seven Sfarim of the Torah, right? Then Lachar wouldn't be called a Chumash, right? Because Chumash means five. It would be called a Shiva or whatever. I don't know how would you call it, but there's seven. Kiman Karebi. That goes like Rebbe, right? Rashi Zayin Sifrei Torah. The Parsha Zu Sefer Liatzmo Nimsa Shulamala Sefer Liatzmo. What comes before it is a Sefer. Shulamata Sefer Liatzmo, the one after it is a Sefer. Hoel the Zemakoma, it's a Sefer, Yadaber, Nechlik, Gimel Svarim. Comes out as three different Svarim. Mara says, Keman, Man Tana de Poli, Galei de Rebbe. Who's the Tana who argues on Rebbe and says that this isn't the proper place and that's why it's set off? Not because it's a separate Sefer. Rav Shim Gamliel, who? The Tana Rav Shim Gamliel, Omer, Asido Parsha Zusha Te Akar Mikan, Vetikosibim Koma. In the future, this Parsha is going to be removed from here and go back to where it belongs, where it should have been written to begin with. The Loma Kosva Khan, why was it written here? Kidei Lahatsik Ben Puranios Rishon Le Puranios Shnia, to separate between two Puranios, that where there are three that come in a row. Puranios Shnia Mahi, what's the second Puranios? Vayehi Ha'am Ki Misonanim, it says, the, what's it called, the Misonanim, that Vayehi Ha'am Ki Misonanim Rabbah Znei Hashem, and a fire came out and burned them up. Immediately after that is the Misavim. It says they didn't have meat and they wanted meat. That's a third Puranios. So, and the, what's the Puranios, the first one? So this is the second and the third. What's the first one? Puranios Rishon of Yisu Mehar Hashem. So we'll see what Rashi says. So the first one was traveled from Har Sinai. The Omer of Chama Bar Chanina Shesoru Meachri Hashem. They swerved from behind HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Marsha says, how do, would they learn from Vayisu Mehar Hashem, they swerved away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because usually it's called either Har Sinai, Har Chorev, or Har Hu Elokim. Nowhere else is it ever called Har Hashem. The fact that it changed the language of Har Hashem is to tell me that they swerved from behind the Rabbanu Shalom. We'll see what that means, what they did. The Heichan Mekoma, Amar Avashi B'digolim, where does it really belong, this Pasuk? Back in the beginning of Bamidbar, when it describes how they traveled. Okay, Rashi. Asida Parsha Zu, Lo Asid, Shiukola Puranios Betalim, in the future when there won't be any more Tsaros, Velo Yidagulu Puranus, and there'll be no more punishments, no more Bechira, so then the Yetzer Hara bottle, there'll be no more Yetzer Hara, so there won't be any need for Tsaros or whatever, then this Pasuk won't be needed anymore to protect, to separate between Puranios and Puranios. So you won't need it for that purpose anymore, it'll go back to its original place. So Rashi learns that which it says afterwards, and that they wanted meat. That really happened before the Misonanim. Right? Within the 3 days that they left Har Sinai, so they started already to think about this complaint. It didn't come out till afterwards, but they already started that from before. So that was the first Puranios, and the second Puranios was the Misonanim. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos argues, Tosfos says that there really there are three Puranios in a row here. There's Vayisu Mehar Hashem, that's the Gemara says, the Medrash says, that they left Har Sinai Ketinei Kaborech Mibes HaSefer. They ran away from Har Sinai with a feeling of relief. They ran away from the Beis Medrash. Har Sinai was a Beis Medrash. They were learning there for almost a year, or a little more than a year. And then what's it called? And then they ran away from there, like a kid runs away from school. They were happy to get away. The Alter from Slabodka says, doesn't mean Chas Hashem that they said, Baruch Hashem, we're away from here, no more mitzvahs, you know, who knows, we stay here longer, we'll get more mitzvahs. But it means that by Yamsuf, Moshe Rabbeinu had to force them to leave the Yam Suf because they were getting more and more gold and silver, and they had to be forced to leave. So Har Sinai, they should have been forced to leave too, because they should have said, let's stay here, maybe we'll get some more mitzvahs. And they didn't have to be forced, they left willingly. That left leaving willingly is called for Klal Yisrael that they ran away like a child runs away from school. So really there are three Puranios here. The first one is what's it called, Vayisumer Hashem, that in itself was a Puranios. Then there was the Misoninim, and then there was the Misavim. So according to Tosfos, according to Rashi, the Chasam Sofer says a nice pshat, says, what's the machlokas between Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel? They're arguing l'shitasa. There's a machlokas whether a chazak is two times or three times. Rebbe holds two times, and Reb Shimon Gamliel holds three times. So if what's it called, a chazaka is three times, so if you have three peronios and you separate from one to between the other, you don't have three in a row. But if you hold the chazaka is two times, it won't help to separate because you're going to still have two together. So therefore, that's what they argue with. In any case, but according to the Man Yomer who holds that a chazaka is what's it called, three times, so why did it have to separate between the first two? It could separate between the second and the third, and you won't have three in a row. And if a chazaka is two times, it's not going to help to separate, right? So I want to say that the chilek is which two peronios. It's not that you can't have three peronios in a row, but the two peronios in the beginning are contradictory in one of two ways. Either one way is that it says that what's it called, that the contradictory in this in the following way, that they ran away from Har Sinai, they had the koach to run away from Har Sinai like a child running away from school. Then they were supposed to run to Eretz Yisrael. So Moshe says, "You're running away, let's run to Eretz Yisrael." They started to complain. So that's already a self-contradiction. You have the koach to run away, but you don't have the koach to run to Eretz Yisrael. To run away from Har Sinai, you have the koach. To run to Eretz Yisrael, you don't have the koach. Right? You have the koach when it's good for you, when it's not good for you. Not that kind of musar is the worst kind when there's a contradiction. That's one way of I understand it. Another way is that the Vayishu Mehar Hashem was a puranios that if you have that attitude that the Torah is a burden, then from there it's downhill. So that you have to have something that stops that attitude, otherwise it's going to lead to one puranios to another. So till now they had the feeling, they said Nasa V'Nishma, right? So they had the feeling that the Torah is not a burden, just the opposite. Whatever it is, we'll take it. And here they turned the Nasa V'Nishma, the two Nuns, Nasa V'Nishma, Nun Nun, they turned them upside down. Instead of feeling that the Torah is schus, they felt it was a burden. And that opens the door to a lot of peronios. And Rav Shasha Feuerherz says, after these averas, after these this feeling, the whatever that I'm explaining, it opened a new book on Jewish history. One book closed, what could have been, and a new book opened of what's it called, what really was. And another pshat in the Nun, that again, there was a contradiction. You have the koach to run away from Har Sinai, but you don't have the koach to run to Eretz Yisrael. That's a self-contradiction. So that's an upside-down Nun. Nun is a simon of nemonus, of being faithful. And you turn the Nun upside down, you're not faithful anymore. Right? You don't have that faithfulness. You're a self-contradiction. Others say the Nun represents fish. Nun in Aramaic is fish, the Kliyokar says. And they, what's it called, they wanted fish. Right? They wanted to eat meat. I mean, they were happy with their fish. So Charnu is Hadaga. So therefore the Nuns represent that Avera, says the Kliyokar. Others say, the Marsha says, not here, but somewhere else, that the Nun is Nun Shari Bina. Represents the 50 gates of wisdom. And this is a sefer by itself. I might think that the other svarim are longer. They have the 50 gates of wisdom. But this one, the two sentences, doesn't have it. Kamash Malon, that it's there too. And it's upside down because it's very difficult to grasp. Okay, let's go on. Iboyelahu. Hagilyonim shall sefer Torah matzilinosom neadleika o ein matzilinosom. The blank parchment of the sefer Torah. Doesn't have any letters on it, right? Do you save it or not, right? That's all there is the blank parchment that the Sefer Torah had been written on. So we're going to now discuss what blank parchment, right? What does that mean? Rashi Agilyonim Klofim Chalokim, blank parchment. Ukasolka Daitach. Now we think Hashda the Bechol Hatzdadim, Tzadim Shiu Chalokim Kmi Boyele. Any way that there could be blank parchment, Kagon Cholik Shlamalas Shemata, the blank parts that are above and below the columns, right? And also Shanimcha, Ksavo v'Neasechola. Or if it got erased, then now it's just blank parchment where the osios had been. Now the Gemara thinks that all of those are the same. And that's the same Shaila. If you have blank parchment where either osios had been or where the osios never were, the top and the borders of the columns, what's the halacha? Do you save that or not? All that is there. Tashma, Sefer Torah Shabbala, Im Yesh Bo Lelakit Shmonim V'Chamish Osios, Kigon Parshas Vayibin Soa Ha'aron Matzilin. We learned before that you need at least 85 osios intact in order to save the Sefer Torah. The Chara, why didn't any osios intact? If you save even for the parchment, the blank parchment, then save it for that. Versus Bolashani. No, when it wore out, it's worse. In other words, the part that you write on has kedusha because of the writing. When the writing went away, there's no more kedusha. Now, Shanky, the part that you never write on, but it was muchan to be a border, that has kedusha, and the kedusha never went away. So it could be the top and the bottom retain their kedusha all the time, and you have to save for that. But the part where there was writing once, and now there is no writing, that the blank part is not kodesh, because it was kodesh because of the writing, not because of the blank part. It wasn't supposed to be blank. That's Rashi. The tapek lay, let's take a note, bala shana, kivan shabala af hagilyan bottle. Since it was, what's it called, it wore out, so even the parchment loses its kedusha. The chimi boyle shagilyonim kayomi melashak sav holach. We want to know where the, what's it called, oh, this Gemara is saying differently. Gemara is saying that since it wore out, the parchment is worn out too. Where the parchment is intact, it's just that the osios went off, right, that's the shayla. But if the Sefer Torah Shabbala means that the whole thing wore out, even the parchment is withered. So then it loses kedusha. It's not the next thing is what the Gemara says. So first the Gemara wants to say that enochinami, all the parchment, if it's intact, still has kedusha. It still has the kedusha. You have to save it from a fire. But if it wore out, so then it's not fit anymore to be used for parchment. Then it loses the kedusha. Toshma sefer Torah shenimchak. If it got erased, so now the parchment is intact. It wasn't bala, didn't wither, right? It just erased. Right? So the chara over here, it didn't wear out, so the parchment is still intact, just got erased. So why don't you save it from the fire if there's not 85 osios, if the parchment itself is enough to save it from the fire? So mashma that the parchment not. Where it says, no, the place where it was written and then got erased, that wasn't the shayla. That I know doesn't have kedusha anymore. That doesn't have kedusha. Dechi kodesh agav ksavu, because when it became kodesh, it became kodesh because you wrote on it. The kodesh also ksav also kedusha. The ksav went away. The kedusha is no longer there. So the part of the parchment that was written on, if it's no longer written there, it's erased. It's not kodesh anymore to say. It's not kodesh enough to say. The note of Yehuda says doesn't mean it's not kodesh at all. It has kedusha. You have to be gonies it, but you don't save it from a fire. It doesn't have that amount of kedusha that it's a bezoyin, right, if you let the parchment burn. It's kodesh, right? The nafka mina is, if you have a Sefer Torah that was erased, can you write a Megillah on it now? Use that parchment for a Megillah. Malim bekodesh v'lo moridim. That's only if it's still kodesh. But if it's not kodesh, you can write a Megillah. It says in Noda Behuda, you can't write a Megillah on it. It's kodesh. It's just not kodesh enough that it's considered a bizayin that you let it get burned. Kikami boili shel malav shel nata shebein parsha la parsha shebein daf la daf shebetchila sa sefer shebesof ha sefer. I'm only talking about the blank parts that were meant to be blank to begin with, the margins, and the blank parts in the beginning of the sefer, the end of the sefer, and so on. So as far as the tapek le mishum hahu. Rashi, let's see Rashi. Lomi boyali, mokum aksav shenimchak, the place where there was writing and it got erased, that I don't have any shayla. That I know you don't save the Sefer Torah. You need 85 osios. Mashma, if there aren't any osios, you don't save the Sefer Torah. If there's less than 85. Lomi boyali, devadi migregora, that's worse. Dechi kodesh mikor alavashen gilyan chola kodesh, when you were makadisha to begin with, right? You makdish that part of the Sefer Torah, you didn't do it to leave it blank. You did it to write on it. Ella daiti the ksav. The chivin the ozul ksav poka mikdushas. Since the ksav went away, the kedusha went away too, somewhat. Shalmala v'shalma umata the mitzchila v'shem cholik kodesh. There, when you makdish this cloth for sefer Torah, you wanted it to be the blank part of the sefer Torah. That's also part of the sefer Torah. The hashda kishenimcha ksav sefer no michalaku. And now, when the rest of the sefer is erased, this still maintains its original purpose. So it doesn't go down as kedusha. Mar says the tapekle mishum da haud the guy is the shadi v'achi perusha. The tapekle dafagad the ainbo kedei lalaki pehe osios havele lemisne bebraisa matzila mishum ahu revach shol malo mata. Right, elalap poshet minei the ain matzila. Shani the guy is the shadi shenechtech uagliyone v'lanishtayer bu elamokom aksav. Right, so the mar says like this: if that's the case, that you would have to save it for the margins, then why do you need 85 osios? This could still be the margins, right? Save it because of the margins. LMI, you need 85 osios, the margins also aren't enough to save. Well, says, no, it's talking where you cut off the margins. All you have is the place what was written. And you want to know if that was, what's it called, was now erased, do you have to save that or not, okay? But it's talking where the margins were cut off. But if the margins were there, in Hanani, according to this opinion, right, according to this side of the Shaila, you'd have to save it even if there weren't 85 osios because there's blank margin that was never supposed to be written on. Okay, Toshma, Hagilyonim Shalmala Vishalmata, Shabin Parsha La Parsha, Shabin Daf La Daf, Shabitchila Sasefro, Sefer Tmetamrisi Adai. The halacha is, we learned already before, that the Rabbanan made a gzeira that if you touch Kisvei HaKodesh, so the Metamiyasi Adayim, so they wouldn't put Truma next to Svarim. So that's only something that has a din of Kisvei HaKodesh. So it's mashma. If you touch not only the ksav, but if you touch the margins, your hands also become tummy. Mashma, the margins are kodesh, right? So lechora, that should be poshet the shaila that the margins also are what's it called a metamiyasi adayim. Whereas a dilma agav sefer Torah shani. That's when they're connected to the sefer Torah. But if they're only there by themselves, you cut them off, and the child is to save them alone, maybe what's it called there, you don't save them, right? Or if the rest of the Sefer Torah is erased, so you don't have a Sefer Torah anymore, you don't have 85 OCLs, then maybe the margins also lose their Kedusha. So we still have the same child, Rashi. Shemitchilas HaSefer Shekul HaYiksuvim KeMegillah, KeSefer Torah, all their Svarim, Nevi'im, K'suvim, were written in a Megillah, written on a parchment, on a roll. Like our Sefer Torah, Varmir Bava Basa Perakama, Rosh Kedei Logel Amud Sofa Kedei Logel Hekif LaHakif Kol HaKrach. Right, they used to leave a blank space in the first, in the before they wrote the Sefer. That was the Navi. Before they started writing the Navi, there was a blank part that you could wrap around around the Amud, around the stick. They only had one stick by Nevi'im, so you have enough blank to wrap around the stick. And then in the end, enough to wrap around, once around, to make it that it's covered in blank. Metame siyadayim in nogabo, the noga betruma postla. If you touch the ksav, you touch the megillah, the navi, and then you touch truma, it passes the truma. The gzeris yud ches dobri. It's one of the 18 things that they made gzera. Dil magav sefer Torah shalonimcha ksav hasefer elakulo kayim. The Zen Noga Begilyonim, the Chimiboyalam Benimcha Kasefer, Venkan Kedush, Elamishum Gilyon, Shimshu Baodokai. So the Gemara says, no, maybe in an intact Sefer Torah or Navi, if you touch the Gilyon, you're also Matamesi Adayim. But we want to know when the Sefer Torah was erased. Maybe there, the Gilyon also doesn't have Kedush anymore. Now you don't save it from a fire either. So we still haven't been poshate the Shaila. Shaila still remains. Toshma. Hagilyonim, right? The gilyonim, mashma, the margins of a sefer Torah. The sifrei minim, separate thing. That's one of the things now. And svarim of minim. Minim are Jewish apikursim. The early Christians were called minim, and they wrote svarim. They wrote neviim. They also have the Old Testament. So they used to write it also. Okay, and they used to write Tanakh, just like today, right? The goyim write Tanakh. Ein matzilin osam neadleika. Those you don't save from the fire. Elin Israfim and Koman, Hain Vaskarosein. They're burnt in there. You leave them burn, even if they're shameless or the Rabbanim are written there. Gemara says, "My lav gilyon in the Sefer Torah." Is it not talking about a regular Sefer Torah? And if the gilyon is the only thing that's left, you let it get burned too? Right? Look, gilyonim, the Sifrei Minim. It's not talking about gilyonim of the Sefer Torah. It's talking about the gilyonim that are left by Sefer Aminim. Okay? Not only do you let them get burned in the gilyon too. Hasha Sifrei Minim, the Gufayue Matzilim, gilyonim, boy. If you don't save the thing when it's intact, the book itself, surely you don't save the margins. Hachikomer. The Sifrei Minim, Hari Henke gilyonim. The Sifrei Minim are just like blank parchment that never was written anything on it. That you let it get burned to the fire on Shabbos, so the Sifrei Minim, even though it have Tanakh written on it, and Shemus Hashem, you let it get burned too. Okay, Rashi. So there's no raya from there, and the Gemara basically ends with no raya. We don't know if the Gilyonim maintain their Kedusha, even though the Osios are Nimchat, the part not where it was written. Part that was written, we were reposing. Part that was written, the Kedusha goes down. According to Nodabu, it doesn't go away. Just not enough to what's it called, to be saved from a fire. The part that never was written on, that still remains a shayit. And Mistama Lechumra, you can't save it. Because you can't be Mechal Shabbos, right, to save it. Okay. So Shevi Altasi, just let it get burnt. Shifrei Midim, Meshor Sim Lavodazara, the Kostful Lohen Torah Levim Uksuvim, Ksav Ashuris, Losh Nakodesh. They wrote Mamish like a Sefer Torah. Minim. The Sifri Haminim Gufayu Matsilim Bitmiya, right? If you, what's it called? If you, Sifrei Haminim Harinki Gilyonim, Kiklofim, Chalokim, they're like blank parchment, Shalom Nikto Bemaolim. Nobody ever wrote anything. Surely you don't save that from a fire. It's the same thing, the Sifrei Minim, you don't save. Okay. Gufa. No, 1 second. Gufa. Yeah, Hagilyonim, the Sifrei Minim, Ematzilin Osam Adleikah. Gilyonim, Sifrei Minim, and the way we learn it, or now the Gemara learns it, means the Gilyon and Sifrei Minim are like Gilyonim, right? They're the same thing as blank parchment that never was written on. You don't save them from fire. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Bechol, Koder Esu Askaros, during the week, if there's a fire, you cut out the Askaros, Shebehen, Begonza. And during the week, you know, you cut out the Shemos Hashem, and you put them in Geniza, right? And Vashar Sofer, you burn the rest of it. You burn the Sefer. Just without the Shemus of the Rebbe Shalom. Omer of Tarfen, Akapech es b'ni, shim yavo li yodai, shani yesro fosom v'yesro askara shabayim. There's no Kedusha b'chlal in these things. Even the askaras. But written by Minim, you burn the whole thing. Right. Shafilu odam rodif achra of lahargo, v'noch ashrotz l'achisho, nichnus l'beis avod zora, v'ein nichnus l'botem shal elu. Even if somebody's running after you to kill you, and you have a snake running after you to bite you, and it's sakonas nefashas. To save your life, you're allowed to run into a base of Avodah Zarah. You're not being Ovid Avodah Zarah, just running into the church. You're allowed to run into a church to save your life. Ve'ein nichnas l'batem shalom, but you can't run into a place of minim. Why? Shehalolo makirim v'kofrim, v'halolo ein makirim v'kofrim. Right? But people who serve Avodah Zarah, they were brought up like that. They think that this is right. But minim are people who are yidden. And they, what's it called? They know better. And they're kofer, they're mamash, they're not tinoko shenishbu. Most goyim are tinoko shenishbu. They were brought up to be the religion they are. So they think it's emes. But Jews who were brought up as Jews and went away from it, they're much worse. Valeim akosav omer, achar hadelis v'mezuzah samta zichronet. Behind the door and the mezuzah, that's where you put your avodah zarah. Omri Bishmel Kavachomer, Umalasos Sholom Ben Ishla Ishto, Omra Torah Shmi, Shenichta Bekdusha Yimachalamayim. In order to make peace between husband and wife, you erase God's name in the process of the Sota. Halolo Shematilin Kina Ve'eva Ve'tachros Ben Yisrael Avim Shoshamayim, Lachas Kavachamah. Sure, you erase, burn God's name to make peace, what's it called, between God and the Jewish people, because these people make tremendous machlokas between the Rabbanu Shalom and Klal Yisrael by making averes of minus. Valeim Omer David, Halo Misanecho Hashem Esna, Uviskomemecho Eskote, Tachlis Sino Sanesim, Loivim Hoiluli. And these minim, my Jewish Apikorsen, who know better, it says, I hate those that hate Hashem, and the ones that rise up against him I'll fight with, and I hate them that greatest hate that could be. They're my enemies. Okay, Rashi. Koder chote chatichos aklav makom Hashem. You cut out the place where the Shem Hashem is, and you put that in Geniza, and then the rest you burn. And Rabbi Tarfon said, no, burn the whole thing. Shafilu rodef odom lahargu al atzmo kamer. He's saying on himself. Even if somebody's been chasing me to kill me, but he didn't say it on himself because al tiftach pe l'sot. So he said as if he's talking about somebody else. Shalalu nachma odom agazora ein eino makiru. They don't know any better. Shari bekach godlu. That's how they grew up. Their parents raised them like that. So v'chein limdu mavosa. So you can't blame a goy. He was brought up like that. But a yid. But the yid who knows better, and he then became a min, that's much worse. You remember what it was like to be a yid. You didn't forget it. You threw me behind the door. You knew what it was like to be from, and then you threw me away. Okay, let's go on. Just like you don't save them from a fire, you don't save them if they were in a an avalanche, they're buried, right? Something caved in and buried them. Even though they're still intact, you don't bother to save them and go get them. By a fire, there's nothing to save. Right? It's gone. It's ashes. But here, they're underneath the building. I might think there you should have to save it because it's still the Shemus Hashem on it. No. Since it was written by Minim, there's no Inyan to even excavate it from a place that fell down. Velo min amayim, it fell into water. Velo midover hama'abdon, and anything else that destruction, you just leave them where they are. Bo mine Yosef barchonim rababo. Hani sifre deve avidon. Matzilin also mipnei avleiko, e matzilin. The svarim from Be Avidon. See Rashi, what's Be Avidon? Kach ein matzil no shafil bechol. Dvei adidon, svarim shekostu lohem aminim, lisvakeach im Yisrael. Umbachim shemisvachim shom korile be avidon. They wrote these svarim as debates. Svarim that record the debates between the minim and the frumayim. They used to debate us. So are those saved or not? Because there, they quote what we say. The whole debate is quoted. So they're quoting what we said also. Right? In the lav rafi biyade. So he said yes, no, he wasn't sure. Rav lo ozel beyavidon. He didn't go to these places to debate the minim. The koshke levei nitzarfi, and he surely didn't go to base nitzarfi because that was a base of odizor. And surely the minim, even though the minim we had a chance to debate with them, he didn't go to debate with them. Shmuel levei nitzarfi lo ozel. Shmuel didn't go to the base of odizor. Right, but he did go to Be Avidan. But Be Avidan also, he went to debate the meaning. That yes. Omrule le Rava, my time alo asya le Be Avidan. Right, they said to Rava, why don't you go to Be Avidan? Said, well, I don't know, why did you come and debate us? And we'll discuss, you know, we're discussing your Torah. So you're trying to tell us what's right, maybe you'll convince us. Why don't you go to Be Avidan? Omrulehu dikla planya ika beurcha. There's a tree that's holding me back. He was saying it just to push them off, Rashi says. Right? The kashili, and it's hard. It's hard for me to go because I have to go around the tree or whatever, so it's too difficult for me to go. The Rasha says he was telling them, we have a tree called the Torah, and the Torah prevents me from going to argue with you. So nachri. So okay, so we'll uproot the tree so you can go without going around it. Right? Duchte kashili, the place is kashin, the place where it was, right? And they said, okay, so we'll uproot the Torah. Maybe the Torah is not true. She said, no, the Torah has its place. It can never be moved. Marber of Yosef Omer, ano minayu, ano minayu, ano velo mistafina minayu. What's it called? This little thing. Invelo, zimnin omer le in, the zimnin omer le. Sometimes he said yes, sometimes he said no, he wasn't sure. So sometimes he was more noted this way, sometimes this way. He didn't have a clear answer. Lebei nitzarfi, avodizor of a kashma. The koshali, shashor shanasu gabshushi, so the tosim bakashma. He tried to push him away, just stop. Give me an excuse. Right? The tree is makes it difficult for me to get there. Amri le, so they said to him, the akre, right? Like, we'll pull up the tree. He said, no, that's hard. Even the place is not good. Shetehe sham guba, then there'll be a hole there. and it'll be hard for me to walk through the hole. I have to walk around. You know, I mean, a shishi, v'koshili reicho, right? I tried it, but there's a smell over there. The chol zesher misroyin rav v'rova milechas lebe avidon, shemem mitoshis vachu yamdu aleya v'yahargu. Why were they afraid? They weren't afraid of the debate. They could win the debate. But they were afraid if they won the debate, they'd kill him. So there was a psychonis nefashis over there. Minayu ano makirai heim. It's mashma, though, that there was no issue to debate them. Today, it's felt by Gedolim that you don't go debate conservative reform rabbis or whatever, because you're giving them the gushpanka, the stamp of approval. Like it's two rabbis arguing. So to do that, what's it called, Gedolim holders? But to go to a place where you can present what's right to people who don't hear it from other people, there I know my Rosh Hashiva said he would go anywhere, Reform Temple, conservative, as long as they didn't tell him what to say, what he could say and what he couldn't say, and nobody's debating him. There's no other person debating him. He has the right to say what he has to say, then other up with Yidden or Yidden, and they have to hear what's right. Okay, let's go on. Mar Bar Yosef, Omar, Ano Minayu, Makirei Heim. I know them. Ano. Velo Mistafin, I'm not afraid of them. I know them, and I'm not afraid of them. So Zimna Chada also, Boy Laskune. One time he went, and Taki, he won the debate, and they wanted to kill him. Okay. And it came out, what's it called? That there was Sakana.